topic I want to speak about this morning is the topic of getting a job. That was one of the topics that were recommended that I speak about. Pasuk says in Koheles, in Perek Tes, Pasuk Tes, Re'ei Chayim im Isha Asher Ahavta. You should see your life. Your life should be with a woman who you love. That's the simple chat of the pasuk. The Gemara in Kiddushin, the famous Gemara where the Gemara talks about all the things that a father is obligated to teach his son. So the Gemara says a father is obligated to teach his son Lamulo, he's obligated to give him Rismila, Stoso, Sioisha, all the things the Gemara says he's obligated. And the Gemara says also, Lelamdo Umnus. Father is obligated to teach his son a trade. And the Gemara goes so far as to say that kol she'eino melamdo umnos, if you don't teach your son a trade, it is as if you are teaching him to be a robber. Kol she'eino melamdo melamed is b'no umnos ki'ilu melamdo listus. If you don't teach your son a trade, if you don't allow and make it possible for your son and encourage him and train him how to be able to support himself, so in fact you are basically teaching him how to steal. This is what's meant by the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, where the Mishnah says Yafe Talmud Torah im derech eretz sheyigias shnehem mishkachas avo. The Mishnah says that Torah study is great with Derech Eretz. You offer Talmud Torah im Derech Eretz. That Talmud Torah is great together with Derech Eretz, which means working, which means to be involved in making parnasa. Sheyigias shneim mishkachas avon. Working hard at both of them will keep you far away from sin. So you see, the Gemara says it's not just. You know, to live, it's not just, it should be obvious that a person has to make parnasa in order to live, but it's that if you don't work hard at developing a parnasa that you're going to be able to live with, you're going to end up sinning. All the Mara Makoma, Sheyigiyash Neim, working hard at both of them, Mishkachas Avon, and Rashi on that Pasuk in Koheles and Perek Tes. Perek Tes, Pasuk Tes, in Koheles, that Pasuk, Re'ei Chayim Nisha Sher Havta, the end of the Pasuk says, Kihu Chelkecha B'chayim, that's going to be your Chelke B'chayim. Rashi over there says, it gives you Olam Hazeh, and it gives you Olam Haba. Olam Hazeh, you'll be able to learn Torah, B'nachas, and you'll be able to live, you'll be able to be healthy, you'll be able to have a family that doesn't have strife. If a person makes enough Parnassah, so the family becomes a family that's possible to conduct with normal relationships, you know, that you can buy your kids clothing and they have what they need, and you can have food, and you can, you know, sometimes if the kid wants something, you know, not all the time, but sometimes if the kid needs something or wants something, you can get it for him. It makes for a more peaceful and productive life. So it gives you Olam Haz and Olam Haba. The question, of course, is how much work should a person do? What type of job should you look for? And, you know, how consuming one's profession should be. So the Rambam sets up a division. The Rambam, by the way, is very, very strong and forceful throughout Hilchos Talmud Torah about the importance about getting a job and how terrible it is. The Rambam is known for his very strong opinions, just to give you a little taste of it. I find it a little paradoxical, a little ironic, that in many of the yeshivas, where to be medayik in every word of the Rambam is like there's pages and pages and pages of Torah articles making diyukim in every word of the Rambam, but some Rambams seem to get less attention, like this one, where the Rambam says, Kol hamesimis libo sheyasuk b'torah v'lo yase melacha v'yisparnes minat staka. The Rambam says in Hilchos Talmud Torah, anyone who takes upon himself that he's going to be osik b'torah and not do any work, and not make any money. Because Parnas Minat Staka, and he's going to support himself through communal charity obligations. Hareza Chilal Hashem, the Rambam says. This is a Chil Hashem. Remember, of course, Chil Hashem being the Avera that only the Day of Death atones for. Even Yom Kippur doesn't work. Hareza Chil Hashem, Ubiza Es HaTorah. He's Mevaza the Torah. He's ridiculing the Torah. V'kava Ma'or Hadas. He extinguishes the light of our religion. V'gorim Ro'a Atzmo, and causes evil on himself, like we said before. V'notel Chayav Min Ha'olam Haba. He completely removes his life from Olam Haba. I mean, when the Rambam talks about things that are bad, so sometimes he'll say something's not so good. But on this, the Rambam goes crazy. Again, this is why some people say, you know, they don't agree with this. But Lafisha Ase Lahanos Medivrei Torah Ba'olam Hazeh, because it's forbidden to derive any benefit, pleasure from Divrei Torah in this world. Amru Chachamim Kol Nana Medivrei Torah Not Chayiv Min Olam. The Rabbi said, anyone who's Nana Medivrei Torah, if you sit and learn and take money just for sitting and learning, and that's your parnasa. So you're no tel chai min olam. Vaotzi v'amru atasim atarul esgadim lokardim lachmar v'in the mission pirkei avos. Vaotzi v'amru eho v'samalacha. You should love work usinas harabanus. You should hate the kavod that comes from being in a high position. The chol Torah she'eni ma'malacha sofa b'telav goreris avon. The Torah is not going to last, and it's going to cause sin. The sof adam says she'malasim esabrios. Ma'ala gadol hi l'mishu misparnis b'masa yadav, says the Rambam. It's a great merit if you support yourself. Umidas chasidim arishonimi. U'bezeh zocha l'kol kavod v'tova she'ba'olam hazeh l'olam haba she'nemar. Yegia kapecha ki sochel ashrecha v'tovlach. Ashrecha ba'olam hazeh, v'tov lach la'olam haba l'yom shekulo tov. Question is how much. So the Rambam in an earlier halacha says, where he's talking about the fact that you're supposed to learn, chayav l'shalish es yiman l'midas. So the Rambam says that your learning time should be 3 hours in Chumash, 3 hours in Gemara, and 3 hours in Lamdas. And he says, "Ketzad hoya bal umnus, like you're supposed to be, v'hoya osik b'malachto shelo shos b'yom." They say the Chafetz Chaim used to open his store. Chafetz Chaim had a store. He had a job. He had a store. They say the Chafetz Chaim used to have a store, so he would open the store for exactly the amount of, and he, as soon as he would make the amount of money they needed that day, boom, close the store, start learning. So the Rambam writes, "Hoya bal umnus v'hoya osik b'malachto." Shelo shows b'yom, 3 hours a day. Uvetorah tesha, right? The Rambam says if you learn 3 hours, if you work 3 hours a day and you learn 9 hours a day, so those 9 hours should be 1/3, 3 hours chumash, 3 hours gemara, 3 hours sar. So my Rebbe Rabbi Mordechai Willig likes to say, nowadays we should flip it. We should flip it nowadays. You know, that was in the Rambam's time. You can have a little story with Shaita. My Rebbe Rabbi Willig says, you got to work 9 to 5, 9 to 6 nowadays, 9 hours of work, and 3 hours a day of learning. That's what we should do. You know, the Gemara says about the Amoraim, in the time they had jobs. Rav Yitzchak Nafcha, the Gemara has the Gemara, Rav Yitzchak Nafcha, he was a blacksmith. Napach is a blacksmith. The Rambam here also quotes that. The Rambam quotes that also. He says, all the Amorayim used to have jobs, he writes. Can't find it now, but it's here. The Rambam says, they all used to have, the Gedoyle HaChachamim in all the generations always had jobs. I was zocheh in my life to have a very close friend. Some of you were at the Shabbaton. You heard me talk about him. Mike Selesny with my chavrusa. So this guy used to, very, very successful businessman. He used to go to work early in the morning. He was involved in financial analysis of companies and startup companies and used to work till, used to get home 6 o'clock, 6 to 8 or 6:30, 7 o'clock to 8. He used to spend with his family, with his kids, learn with them and talk to his wife, whatever. And then he would come to the base management Passaic 8 to 11 every night. We used to learn 8 to 11. And he would be there by 8. I'd roll in by 8:10, 8:15, 8:20. He would be there 8 o'clock. To me, he was always the... Fortunately, he died tragically, very young, out of nowhere. But to me, he was always the ultimate example of Asei Toiruscha Keva Umalachtucha Arai. Your Torah should be your Kvias. He was Mamish the 9-3, Mamish like Rabbi Willig said. Asei Toiruscha Keva. That when you're in a job, so the problem is it gets overwhelming. It can be all-consuming. And Ohiv Kesef Lo Yispa Kesef, the Pasuk says. Right? The problem is when you get involved in business, so sometimes you're doing it so much, it sucks you. So then you feel like you have no time to learn. It doesn't have to be that way. You could learn when you work. You could learn a solid 2 hours a night, a solid 3 hours a night. This guy used to do it. And by him, it was Mamish Mekuyim, all these psukim that... He was unbelievably successful in business, and he was unbelievably successful in his learning. He was fantastic. My Rabbi Schechter, he is extremely charif about this, about people who right out of yeshiva marry a wealthy, they look to marry a wealthy girl and to have a rich father-in-law to sit there and support them to learn, like, you know, for a long period of time. And there's a whole system that works like this, which we're seeing now, unfortunately, is having a lot of difficulties, that system. But not the time now to do that, but my Rebbe used to say, like, it's a violation of, I mean, you don't need Rabbi Schechter to say this, it's a Gemara. The Gemara says, Kol hanosa isha l'shumamon yilo banim she'enem uganim. The Gemara says, if you marry a woman because she has a lot of money, you're going to have inappropriate kids. So you don't need a shechter for that. But what he used to say is that, you know, to live off your father-in-law, to be meshubah to a father-in-law, is a very, very unhealthy thing. Rav Schechter used to say it's a violation of Kili b'nei Yisrael avodim v'lo avodim l'avodim. The Gemara says that God says the Jewish people are my servants. We're supposed to only have one boss, only one master. Okay, your wife is another boss, but aside from your wife, you're only supposed to have one boss. The Ribbono Shel Olam. And people who get married young and they're supported hand and foot by the in-laws, they can't make any decisions on their own. They're not allowed to make any decisions. Whoever has the money, the Makom Hameya Shama Hadeya, whoever's paying the bills, he decides. He's going to decide how much you learn. He's going to decide what your religious life is going to look like. It's a very unhealthy scenario. Yigia kapecha kisocha l'shrecha v'tov lach. For a person to be independent, to be able to make his own decisions in life, we spoke about last week, your parents don't have a right to tell you how frum to be. But if your parents are paying all the bills, they're going to be make the decisions. If they're paying the tuitions, they're going to decide what schools your kids go to. They're paying the tuition. So, Shechter, he said some other things which I'm not going to say now, but he really went to town about this, about a whole culture. For Yechidei Segula, Klai Yisrael does need to have its Talmidei Chachamim who we're going to support long term. That's why YU's, you know, scenario makes a lot of sense. In other words, you go to college and you're learning while you're doing it. And then after that, so you could learn. You can go to a kol, you know, you're in Smicha, you go to kol for 3 years. Then if you're mamish from the Yechidei Segula, so they can pay, they'll pay you to go another 3-4 years. If you're mamish from the 15 to 20, like top guys in the whole yeshiva. That makes sense to pay for those guys to learn 7 years. That makes sense. But even them, after that. So now it's time to give to the community. Now it's time to teach Torah. Now it's time to give to somebody else. Now it's time to spread it. And, you know, and spreading it is also very good for your own learning. That system, you know, he felt makes a lot of sense. And I want to tell you, you know, and again, obviously, but you know, it needs to be. You need to have that drive to keep up the learning, and it's very, very challenging. Once you have a job, it's very challenging to keep that intensity of a Shalom Moshe Selesny Zecher Tzadik Levracha, to have that kind of, because the work is all consuming and you're exhausted when you get home. And then you have the family has needs, but to go back out afterwards and when you're looking for a wife, to make sure to look for a woman who's going to be supportive, not just supportive, who's going to push you to continue learning. And again, by the way, chinuch is also a job. Chinuch is also a job. I mean that in two ways. I mean, number one, you know, I won't deny that part of the reason I went into chinuch is because I wanted to be able to dedicate more hours still being involved with Talmud Torah. I mean, that is not the only reason to go into chinuch. That should not even be the main reason to go to chinuch. Maybe another time we'll have a talk for 20 minutes about how to choose the occupation. But on, for now, just it should be one that allows you time to learn. I think that that's an important criteria in choosing. Obviously, the most important is that it's going to help your soul sing. I mean, you know, you want to choose an occupation that you're not going to hate every second of it. Because that's not healthy either. You got to have one that you have a natural tendency and desire and interest in. That I think is the first criteria in choosing a job. The second is, it should be one that allows you time to learn. It's not going to just take over your life, that you can't have any relationship with Torah afterwards. That because a relationship devoid of Torah, even if you can't do Rabbi Willig's 3 hours a night, but you know, it's got to be something that's going to allow you to have, you know, some kesher with it. Where was I going with this? So how to choose a profession is very, very important. But chinuch is also a job. In other words, I think it's very bad that people go into chinuch just because they want to stay in learning. That is a very bad reason to go into chinuch. That was only a little part of it. The main reason to go into chinuch is that you have that you're infused with a passion that you feel like you can give over to other people. And you want to give over to other people. And you think you have the patience and the tolerance and the drive and the ability to survive on little money. Again, that's for a whole nother schmooze. I just said like an hour schmooze in about 34, 40 seconds. But there's a lot of reasons to go or not to go into chinuch. Maybe that could be a whole nother topic. But unless that's what you really meant by this topic, in which case I feel bad. I was just first focusing on that it's important to have a job. But chinuch is also a job. In other words, that's also a mode of parnasa. So don't go into it just to stay in learning, but if you're going into it because you think you have the kochos in chinuch, which I think that a number of you do, again, I don't know you that well, but that's also a mode of parnasa. That's legitimate. That's legitimate. You know, if a person thinks he can go into chinuch and his parents say, I don't think, you know, that's a good enough job, you know, I don't think a parent has a right to say that to a kid. Again, because that is getting a parnasa. That's a fulfillment of the Rambam, I think. Again, it's a discussion. How can you take money for that? Schar batala, whatever, whole story. But I want to close with the Meiridik Mesil Sesharim. I mean, if you learn nothing else from me your entire lifetime, it'll be worth it just for this. We know the Mesil Sesharim as that book that, I mean, for me, I can't speak for you, but I know for me, when I studied the Mesil Sesharim for the first time in Kerem Yavne, it completely changed my life. The book completely changed my life. Since then, I've, as the Mechaber himself says, supposed to review it many, many times. But we know the high madrigas that the Mesillas Sharm talks about. The high madrigas, right? The Vilna Gaon said in the first 11 chapters is not an extra word. So one could be medayik that maybe after the 11th chapter, that, you know, he already is talking about madrigas that are nizgavos, that are very, very high madrigas. And, you know, once you get into the second half of the book, the first half of the book is, I think, good enough for most of us. You should learn the second half. But if you start feeling a sense of yish and that this is above my level, so you have the Vilna Gaon to rely on. After it gets to all these madrigas, look at the last two paragraphs of the book. And you know that when somebody writes the last two paragraphs of a book, he's telling you the unjust assured. Nobody ever gets to the last two paragraphs in the Mesil Hasharim. Or certainly by the time he gets, he's so excited about finishing, he doesn't focus on the last two. Listen to what he says in the last two paragraphs. The bottom line of the whole Mesil Hasharim. Va'ata kore na'im. And now, my dear reader, he says so beautifully. I don't have time, but maybe you'll forgive me 2 minutes. Yodati Shikamoni Tedasha Loki Lisi Pacific Zes calls. He goes into his vintage humility about how I basically said nothing the whole book, and I know the whole book was worthless and meaningless. I just started to touch the tip of the iceberg. But I'm sure at least I tried to get you started, and I'm sure Yishma Chacham Yosef Lekach, you'll figure out how to learn the rest of it. But now look what he says at the end. Vizeh Pashut. Ki kol adam lefiha umnas asher biyadav ha'eis asher hu oseik kach tzorach lo ha'ishara v'adrach. And please do me a favor, harva over this, read it later and have when you have more time. Ki derech ha'chasidus harad limisha taraso umnaso. The derech to chasidus for somebody who is a zeicha to be in a profession within Torah. Eino derech ha'chasidus harad limisha tzorach lahaskir atzim lomalach chaveru. It's not the same path to chasidus as the one who is a day worker working with somebody else. Somebody who has his own business is a whole different mahalik to how to be a chassid. But you should know, says the Mesillas Yesharim, that whatever profession you have, whatever derech you have, however much time you have, darkei hachassidus are roy to you. Loy lefi shachassidus mishtaneh. Not because righteousness of Avodas Hashem changes. Kinei hu shavu l'chol nefesh v'adai. That's exactly the same for every person. Hol ve'einenu el lasas mashiyesh nachas ruach liyotz rabo. All it is making nachas ruach to Hashem. Aval hoil v'hanosim mishtanim. Since the topics change, i'efshe shelo yishtanu gam ha'imtzayim ha'magiyim osem el ha'tachlis kalech l'fin yano. Ukvar yochol liyos chosid gomur. Ish shemipnei tzorka hu baal melocha pechusa kemo mi asher lo yifsok mi piv alimud, says the Mesillas Yesharim. The garbage man and the guy sitting and learning in Kolel can achieve the exact same level of chasidus. Ukvar yochel, I'll read it again. Ukvar yochel lios chasid gomor ish shemipnei tzorka hu baal melocha psucha. There could be a complete chasid, a man who, because of need, he has to deal with a lower level malacha, kimo mi asher lo yivsok mi piv alimud, the same level like someone, kimo means the same level that someone who sits and learns Torah Hashem all day long, in terms of their level of avodas Hashem, they could be exactly the same level chassid. The cost of the pasuk says, kol paul Hashem l'maneu, v'omer b'chol derachecha da'eu v'hu yasher chosech. That's the last words of the Mesillas Yesharim. That's the untish teshuva of the Mesillas Yesharim. It's the bottom line. That means that Mike Selesny had exactly the same place in, if you do it the right way, could have the first row, first seat, like my sixth grade Rebbe used to say. That's for another time. Like Ramosha Feinstein. Hu yisparach shemo barachmav yifkach enenu b'sarasov v'yareinu drachov yolchinu baruchasov v'nizkeh losis kavod l'shmo v'lasas nachuz l'fonim ichvod Hashem l'ogim yismach shem v'masiv yismach shem v'os v'nitzim v'kom. Amen, amen, amen. May we be zaycheh to this madriga.